they're not native here.
It's not,
and they suck up water and they die anyway.
They are at a higher elevation.
Higher elevation.
Not down here, though.
Subalpine fir, but not down here in the valleys. It's cottonwood, baby. Cottonwood, cottonwood, cottonwood.
Scrub oak, yeah.
Willows, maybe.
Okay. Any other questions on that line? Okay, so when a property is developed, it must include trees at the following rates. These are in addition to any of the required street trees. At a minimum, trees must be spaced to accommodate their mature size. So this is really covering not the right of way. We're going to cover that later for the street trees. This is covering the areas of open space or common area. So residential development, one tree for every 2904 square feet, which basically is 15 trees per acre. So if somebody comes in with a 2 acre area of open space, that's 30 trees. So that's the idea. Right now there's no requirement for trees at all. It's just completely up to the developer. And so this would require trees. It's not guaranteed the trees will live. That they'll have to plant that many trees. If they die, it would be up to whoever owns that open space to replenish them, unless it falls underneath our landscape bond, which only lasts a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea behind it. So council feels okay with 15 mm-hmm. trees per acre. That's pretty standard. We looked at a number of different landscaping codes from other cities, and so that's kind of in the middle is where that landed. One thing we have to consider is a lot of people move to Midway for views, and so you almost don't want to do too many trees to take away from all the mountain views. We have no standard at all right now, so it's good to at least have the most.
I can tell you that I cannot get the more favorable broadband because of the trees on Center Street.
Mm.
But I don't want to cut them down. So.
Those big old willows.
Those cottonwoods.
Cottonwoods,
yeah.
Willows.
Huge.
They're all in the poplar fiber, right?
Well, and I blame Utah Broadband for putting their antenna down so low.
They should go stick one in a tree.
Go see. And hope it doesn't blow down. Okay, carry on, Michael.
Okay, so new commercial, new mixed use, or business and manufacturing part development. This is actually on their property. It's one tree for every 4,840 square feet, which is 9 trees per acre. So if you have a restaurant that comes in that's on an acre of land, they're have to put in 9 trees would be the idea with this. Is that too much, too little? You know, that's
can each tree have a parking spot?
You have to put a tree per parking spot.
So Michael, is there a minimum size requirement?
Yeah, there is. So we'll get to the caliber
okay.
size in just
okay.
a minute.
Better not be an Indian.
I don't
so
know
again,
if
this
it,
is,
it's too many.
You know, try so, not to go too far overboard because on a commercial space, there's no required open space. There's setbacks. They have their parking area. They've got their building area. So there's not a lot of room.
They may not even have spot for that.
Right.
And so that's why we tried to put the number fairly low to make sure that it wasn't too much because unless we change the massing requirements for commercial that we're talking about, we have a very limited amount of area where trees could be located. And 9 may be quite a few if there's
but maybe
a lot of
that
well,
sounds a little.
And could this be a situation where
steep.
A commercial could, project could come in, except now our code requires 9 trees and they don't have a place to put 9 trees?
Yeah, yeah. I think that could.
Don't they have a park
right
strip?
So
or
I probably like
don't.
They
may
just
not.
As Councilmember Doherty stated, might be a little steep. So.
Is there a way on this one to say either provide 9 trees or contribute to some other tree?
Or
fund or something?
Oh, there you go.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we'd have to establish
a tree fund.
Criteria for that. But,
plant them in the park.
Donate a tree to the city instead so we can plant it wherever we.
Take the offsite parking code and find and replace parking
for
trees.
For trees.
Yeah, offsite
yeah, no,
trees.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a possibility or a good idea at all, but.
I think it's a good idea.
Write that in there so mm-hmm. they can choose that they want it on their property or just give it to us so we can decide where to use it.
Because if they're scrambling.
You
want to
plant a bunch more trees at the cemetery, you could always put them there. So
if they're scrambling to get enough parking,
right?
They just may not have
yeah, parking
a spot
and
to put trees.
Trees.
So I think that's a good suggestion. So they have an mm-hmm. outlet to put those trees somewhere else that benefits the community.
There's a lot
so
of
new
storage
resort
area
development.
missed it. I'm sorry, Michael. The comic is at work.
There's a lot of storage area to put them in.
All right, go to C. Go to C.
So C, development, we're saying criteria 15 trees per acre. Again, there's not a standard right now that would be adding to.
Can we just put this in there and say, or is otherwise approved by, planning department? So that we've got a bit of a safety valve, because a certain lot may be unique.
Yeah.
And if they try to smash in 15 trees or 9 trees, it may not be smart, given the neighboring property and.
May not be what we want.
You know.
So maybe add in a D that says.
No, just on each one of them and say, or is otherwise.
Okay.
If that's possible.
Would the exception go to the vision on architectural committee?
And so if it's a commercial development, or if it's, the only development here that doesn't go before the visual and architectural committee is a residential development. They don't look at subdivisions. And so normally they're gonna be looking at a landscape plan, but for the residential.
I think we're all comfortable with having a required amount of trees in a residential project. It's the commercial or the new resort, and I think if we just do the same language in both of those, either on-site or at a different location, the same parking language, I think, like we did, that works for B and C.
Okay, so add that to all three of those.
No, don't add A.
No, not on residential.
No.
Don't add A, just to B and C.
Just on B and C.
Yeah.
So does that give us the flexibility on the commercial, to where one particular development, because of the layout, it's better not to have as many.
Mm-hmm.
Now the next applicant comes in and can fit it.
But they still have to provide nine trees somewhere else.
Well, they might plant two and provide seven.
They might plant two and then put seven somewhere else.
Okay, so you're still talking about leaving the requirement, but there can be an exception. They can do it off-site if approved by.
Would both the new commercial mixed use manufacturing and resort come before council?
Not new commercial. Some of that's just permitted, so that would be administrative.
Okay.
That
so
way we get the trees.
I guess, do we need to designate who it is that makes the decision other than 9 trees per acre or 15 trees per acre? Or is that dealt with sufficiently under existing code?
So the numbers are set. It's just a matter of who decides.
Right.
They
And they can then negotiate something.
Yeah. So.
But it doesn't need to come to us, does it?
No. Well, whoever it is that it comes to.
Don't we have a tree
If
board?
We just say the city, it'll be whoever, whatever body in the city.
Yeah, we are a tree lover.
City council, and then it's
yeah.
But otherwise, we can keep it on the staff level and just try to.
Yeah, that's. I'm just saying, keep it on the staff level to the extent it's not before us anyway.
And I think we could provide up front, and it would probably last for the next 20 years. Places where trees are needed. And then the staff, it's easy. Okay, we're putting them here.
So question on that concept, which I agree with. So we're talking commercial at 9 per acre, unless approved to do some off-site.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So then it just begs the question, is 9, and I'm not saying one way or the other, is 9, are we shooting too low?
You said you looked at some others?
Yeah, we did.
That
so the 15
kinda gave you guides?
Is in standard with other codes. We actually dropped the 15 down to 9 on this one because of the lack of space, but with this new option of being able to put some off-site, maybe it makes sense to bring it back up to 15.
Yeah.
So.
Just a thought.
Yeah, and it's not like trees are expensive. It's not like we're all of a sudden putting a burden on somebody.
Well,
what's the minimum size, Michael?
Two-inch caliper. I think that's what it said.
Inch and a half caliper?
So about how many gallons is that?
A two-inch tree is generally about a, 6 gallon?
So what we've got is
5 or 6 gallon bucket.
For deciduous trees.
Okay.
And then for any conifer, 6 feet in height. So that's the minimum standard for what counts as a tree.
Probably about $100 a tree, give or take.
Yeah.
Depends on the species.
And so I'm thinking, resort development probably doesn't need that option, just like residential, for that safety valve, because they have to 55% open space. They have a ton of room on their property for trees.
All right.
So I'm
maybe it's just the commercial mixed use business manufacturing.
Yeah, those are the ones that are limited in space.
Right.
So let's have the requirement be the same for all three, but for commercial, they could the trees could be elsewhere.
Yeah.
Or just as the city.
Yeah, that
yeah,
requires. At least you're treating them all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And just as clarification, this is not new trees. This could be existing.
Well, that's an interesting concept.
If a resort develops where there's a lot of trees.
And he leaves them.
And they leave them. We don't need more trees.
I would agree with that. It's a option to preserve trees.
Yeah. You want to encourage that.
Right, you do. I think.
If they meet those minimum requirements, I think they should count.
Yep.
Yeah, it says must include trees at the following rates. It doesn't say new trees. So if they've got an existing tree, it can count.
Yeah,
yeah,
we should clarify
in
that.
In any event, you want to encourage preserving the trees as much as you can.
Big trees, yeah.
I think that's a very good
point.
So next section. So this is street trees, and the way we've handled this is it gets very difficult to control how an individual property owner, how they handle their landscaping, like in their park strip, for instance. So we've only addressed the common areas and the open space regarding these different types of developments. So, for instance, planned unit development, trees will be required in the park strips. Are adjacent to roadways spaced at a maximum interval of 40 feet. So in a planned unit development, you don't have individual lot owners. It's easy for the association to go in and make sure those trees are in the developer. So we're requiring trees all the way through the development at a 40 foot interval is the idea with this. Large subdivision, trees are only required in park strips or adjacent to roadways when it abuts common space or open space spaced at a maximum interval of 40 feet. So not in front of the individual lots. That would be up to the individual lot owner to plant those trees, and they may not want a tree there. But whenever there's open space, so a good example is Deer Creek Estates, where the park was put in, the developer would have had to put trees every 40 feet along their frontage, is the idea with that. But not in front of the individual lots within the subdivision. It gets very complicated to require a property owner to come in with a tree later on, maybe it's 20 years after the development's been developed,
well,
it's been an empty lot, for instance.
One of the things the state's doing now is they have the Flip the Strip program, where you don't have any landscaping, it's just rock.
That's true.
And probably half the houses on my street just have rock.
Yeah.
Me too.
To save on water and mowing and that sort of stuff. That helps from lifting sidewalks. It also, if somebody plants a conifer at a corner and messes with the site triangle,
yeah.
River Road and Main Street, it's not a conifer, it's some sort of bush. You can't see around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And,
you can't see around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've seen
bush
that program
out.
Also where they're trying to incentivize to
yeah.
put it into better landscaping material for water. So again, large-scale subdivisions just in the areas in front of open space is where those trees will be required. And then new commercial and new mixed-use business and manufacturing park and new resort development, trees will be required in all park strips or adjacent to roadway space at a maximum interval of 40 feet. So again, that one covers every 40 feet. It's just in front of the individual lots that there's not a requirement for the trees.
So that's a maximum, not a minimum.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. They could plant more trees if they want to. Yeah.
And a CCNR could override this. In terms of,
I don't think
they couldn't take away anything, but they could
yeah.
make
it harder.
More.
Yeah, they
yeah.
could have their own requirement that's more restrictive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it would be up to them to enforce it.
Yep.
But as we go through the approval process, we have a landscaping plan that matches this.
Okay.
Are you certain that on all city properties we're compliant with this?
this wouldn't affect existing, just new development.
Okay, so the city wouldn't comply with it if it's existing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do